Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Sally expected to become a hurricane, perhaps even a Cat 2 hurricane by early tomorrow, bringing dangerous weather to much of the Gulf Coast, including a risk of heavy flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. This man said he's already evacuated and it was an easy decision to do so.
Where we came from, water's already coming up to the edge of the roadways. So anything that's left back there is just going to be flooded out.
President Trump will be visiting California today, where he'll be viewing some of the devastation caused by massive wildfires ravaging that and several other states out west. The blazes, aside from scorching millions of acres, have also claimed nearly three dozen lives in California, Oregon, and Washington. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies shot in an ambush-style attack in Compton on Saturday are now expected to survive. Their conditions upgraded from critical to stable late yesterday. The deputies were rushed into surgery after a gunman is seen on surveillance video walking up to their squad car and firing at least four shots, hitting at least one deputy in the head. The shooter still on the loose. Former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is stepping down as U.S. Ambassador to China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo making the announcement on Twitter early today. In the tweet, he thanks Branstad for his work, but didn't give a reason for his departure. President Trump making a campaign stop in Arizona today for a Latinos for Trump rally at the Arizona Grand Resort that will be after he views fire damage in the state of California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
A former New York City mayor is reportedly going to spend some big bucks of his own to help Joe Biden win Florida this November. The Washington Post is reporting Michael Bloomberg is planning to kick in at least $100 million to boost the Democratic hopeful's campaign in the Sunshine State. Bloomberg spent an estimated $900 million of his own on his failed bid for the White House earlier this year. A young Australian personality and conservationist is showing off the first photos of her new growing brood, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Television personality and wildlife conservationist Bindi Irwin has shared on social media an ultrasound of her first child as she is expecting with her husband Chandler Powell. She's the daughter of late TV personality Steve Irwin. The young couple is smiling with their eyes closed in the picture. Irwin is holding a baby kangaroo, and Powell has a koala in his arms. Irwin and Powell tied the knot in March and announced her pregnancy in August.
While CD sales have continued to decline, a new report from the Record Industry Association of America says records have finally outsold CDs for the first time since 1986. Records accounted for $232.1 million of music sales in the first 6 months of 2020. CDs brought in $129.9 million. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, last Friday, I had a chance to attend a very special event and memorial at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. As you know, the last couple months, I've been based out of the West Coast in the midst of the fires and everything going on. But last Friday was a time to remember 9/11. And Phil and Tammy Hotzenpeller had, had put on a incredible event to help us remember and to commemorate 9/11. And Phil Hotzenpeller is with us right now. And Phil, first of all, let me say thank you for all the team's effort in making that happen. It was time well spent. By all that were involved, we were all blessed for that. And to pause for a moment, an important moment, to remember 9/11, but I was especially impressed, and I think as long as I've known you, you and Tammy had never told me your personal story about 9/11, and we all have personal stories of 9/11, but yours was especially dramatic. And like I said, I sat there and I thought, man, I had never heard this before.
Well, Bill, it was quite an interesting thing. We were living on the East Coast, flying out of LaGuardia that morning, and as we passed the Twin Towers, as that route from New York to California typically goes on that airline, we looked out our left side window there by the towers, and the first tower was on fire. We just thought it was on fire. We didn't know it was a plane at all. Mm-hmm. Then we were downed in Detroit and got in a minivan, hopped back with about four or five other people we did not know. We were headed for the city. And that's kind of how we spent 9/11, trying to get a hold of our daughter who was in a school. We lived in a bedroom community of Manhattan. And so she was in school there. Her best friend's dad was a fireman who was lost in the attack. And we had probably half a dozen people in our church that were lost in that terror attack. So it was a pretty eventful day for us, and we lived it for at least a year just with pollution in the air and the wonder of what was happening. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty pretty dramatic for us, for sure.
Well, I bet. I mean, and like I said, we all remember where we were at 9/11, and yours and Tammy even that much more dramatic. Now, you were force landed, like all planes, were ordered to the ground immediately, and you're forced down in Detroit. And what, now you drove from Detroit back to New Jersey, is that what you did?
Yeah, they were actually headed, the people that we were with were actually living in Manhattan, and they said if anybody's going back to the city, which was pretty obvious that was where we'd come from. So we hopped in there, met some perfect strangers, and spent hours listening to the radio and wondering what was happening. So it was, yeah, the interesting thing, Bill, was when we downed in Detroit, we were one of the last planes, I think, that were downed. And Detroit Airport was completely empty. There was not, and when I say empty, I mean there was not a airport personnel there. There was not a policeman there. There was nothing there. And you walked outside, and it really felt like an end of the world because there were no taxis. There was nothing there at all. I saw, you know, one of these buses that transports people back and forth, and I ran down, asked the guy if he could give me a ride over to the car rental place. He said, no, I can't do it. And finally, I found a cab, and he took me over there. When we got there, there was literally there was a dozen cars on the lot. That was all there was. Wow. So the line was probably 300-400 people long trying to get a car. Wow. So it was pretty, you know, climactic. Of course, our kids, they didn't know because the targeted planes often were those with a full payload of fuel. Yes. So they didn't know if it was our plane or not. So exactly. We couldn't talk to them for probably, I don't know, 8 hours.
Wow. That's incredible because, yes, you were leaving LaGuardia, plane full, heading to California, and, you know, and they were, you know, the plane that they had picked in Boston, same thing. They were heading west, so they had plenty of fuel there, right?
Right. Yeah, and so for us, it, you know, it's especially close to our heart, and it actually became one of the, you know, minor stories that's in the book, One Nation Without Law, that we wrote, or that I wrote, and it kind of tells that story because you wonder what's happening today with the lawlessness, and I think most Americans would point back to 9/11 as a turning point in American history, and that one turning point was a turning point from we're not safe, terror can happen here, and of course that was foreign, and now we're experiencing domestic. And so terror is happening in our world, but I think that was the gateway in a lot of ways. It was,
right.
It was a turning point. But what made it good for America was that we rallied together, and we all recognized the importance of being a nation, being patriots, and being, you know, watchful for our nation. And I think today we're seeing a bit of the other story, and that is a more division, less patriotism, and not really being able to identify, not everyone is able to identify the terror that's going on versus, well, this is protesting. But I think know now that things have moved beyond the protest level for sure.
Well, I remember when you and I first talked and you were given what we would say in the Christian context, revelation of lawlessness. And how you shocked that individual that you were being interviewed by, and you mentioned that. And he was already scared out of his skull anyway, because you're sharing, hey, look at, here's what Revelation tells us, and you're laying out, you know, the benchmarks, which, you know, wasn't something that you had to look far over the horizon and have a special telescope to see. You could see this on the horizon. And when you when he asked you, he goes, well, what, you know, how bad can this get? And then you come up with, well, lawlessness. And here we are in the year 2020 of our Lord, and we've got lawlessness running rampant. And lawlessness in conjunction with authority and political leadership that seems to be aligning and promoting more lawlessness, not doing anything to stamp it out. This is lawlessness. I mean, Phil, this is the beginning of something that is, I think, is even more scary.
Yeah, I agree. I made the comment to the producer of the History Channel. It was a show called Decoded. And I was one of about three or four people that were speaking on the subject of the end of the world. And so you're right. It is a bigger picture. It's a mystery of lawlessness defined in Scripture and leads to a man of lawlessness who we know in Scripture is the Antichrist.
Well, Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller, he's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. We're also going to be talking in this next segment about a California judge who's barring a defiant L.A. megachurch from holding indoor services. Stay with us. We've got more right here. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The gospel footprint in Thailand is expanding as Christians spread the Tide Ministry short daily devotional, Walking with God, via social media. Analytics reveal that Walking with God is being received by 126 people in five provinces in the Asan region, as well as in Bangkok and even in neighboring countries. Some recipients of the devotional are pastors who are forwarding Walking with God to their networks, expanding its circulation to more than 200 people. God is using these people to deliver the gospel to His lost sheep of Thailand. The Tide mission is fulfilled one person at a time as individuals embrace Jesus as their Lord and Savior, regardless of where they live or what language they speak.
To read more stories of lives touched by Jesus through the Tide Ministry in Thailand, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Phil Hotzenfeller, founder president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church of Anaheim Hills, California. You know, I think it was quite interesting. You know, we say we need to listen to the science, right? I mean, that's the whole big mantra from Joe Biden et al. Man, we got to listen to the scientists. Well, the scientists, CDC announced a couple of weeks ago, and you may have lost this in translation because as fast as this came out, this went away because it didn't fit the narrative. And that was, they did a study. They actually did a study and said, wow, these people that are dying of COVID only represents about 6% in the final analysis. Now, what that translates in saying 6% of people dying of COVID, that's COVID only. That's not the people that have died with comorbidities. And COVID was the one thing that took them out, right? So in their analysis, 6%. So what that translated to, Phil, is less than 1,000 people. And, I mean, this was going to turn the whole election deal. I mean, they have done everything they can, the mainstream media, to place what they perceive to be, or what the narrative that they're trying to convince us to believe, is that Donald Trump and this administration has mishandled COVID just so miserably, and this administration is responsible for the death of 200,000 Americans. It's all his fault.
Yeah, and that was I think it's still on the CDC, but it's so buried that you have to be, speaking of scientists, you have to be a scientist to find that on the site.
Right.
But it's been found. The link has been public. And when you look at the reality of it, it's pretty crazy. It's we have a guy in our church who's a president and CEO of a large company, and one of his employees was diagnosed with COVID, so he sent the three employees that worked with him to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
And they filled out all the application, and they waited around for about 3 hours, and they finally got tired of waiting, so let's just come back tomorrow. And that night, they all got phone calls at their home phone indicating that they had tested positive for COVID, but they were never tested.
Right.
And we hear stories like this all the time of people that, every time I tell that story, somebody says, oh, yeah, somebody else did the same thing.
Exactly.
Well, there's something happening here that's kind of crazy. And clearly, we're not dealing with facts. We're not dealing with good material. And it's about science right now in terms of reporting on this seems to be skewed at minimum, falsified at worst.
Yeah. Well, you said it, and we've echoed that as well, and that is that we're being conditioned. And so if we're being conditioned, what are we being conditioned for, Phil?
Well, you know, in the Bible, and this was the working title of my book, The Mystery of Lawlessness, which the publisher, you know, didn't like, so I came up with the other one. But it was because in the Bible it talks about the mystery of lawlessness,
mm-hmm.
and that several things in Scripture are identified by that term. They're a mystery, like the return of Christ is considered a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about why is lawlessness a mystery? It is because there's a man of lawlessness that is coming, and he will be one who will bring promised peace to the world, deceive the whole world, and unify the world. And we know him as the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to have the man of peace come and say, wait a minute, I can fix this problem, obviously there has to be a problem so big that nations can't fix it, and you need a global leader to fix it. But we've got a global pandemic. We've got a global lawlessness that's happening to one degree or another around the world. And so I'm not saying that it is today, but I'm saying that this is certainly at minimum, you know, a precursor to what could be in the days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I have another friend that builds, is a contractor for the U.S. government. And they're building, and I don't know why, and he doesn't know why, but they're building bunkers all along the West Coast. And these are about 10,000 square feet concrete bunkers that you can drive by and see. They're not hidden at all.
Right.
But I think but why? So there's a lot of whys out there, but I think if you're a student of Scripture, you can look back and go, this is an interesting connection. So I tell people, read the Bible in one hand, and in the other hand, read what's happening in the world in terms of news reporting and dig exactly. deep enough to find out the whole story.
Mm-hmm. I also say that, you know, I've often said that God's hour hand in his prophetic clock is Israel. And so you keep an eye on what's happening in Israel. And now we start to have the neighbors of Israel. And you can thank Donald Trump for this. I mean, that he's, I mean, here he's up for a Nobel Peace Prize for what he did with the United Arab Emirates. And as expected, as we start to see this, there are other Arab nations that are coming alongside. And this leads us to another part of prophecy. And a good friend of ours, Bill Salas, who really discovered this and brought it to the forefront with Psalm 83, that the neighbors of Israel would all come into a peaceful, cohabitance. And so, you know, in keeping our eye on what's happening in the real world, along with Scripture, it seems that Psalm 83 could be aligning itself here.
Yeah, it's, I think it's exactly right. We, you know, Bahrain just came through with that. I think you're going to see a number of these countries coming together, and most people could say, well, it's Trump's negotiation. I think that's true.
Mm.
I also think timing is right, technology is right, but prophecy is right as well. So when you put all those ingredients together, then you could build a pretty good case that this is a prophetic moment in history.
Right.
And I agree with you 100%. Israel is a guiding indicator. I have an old commentary that was written on the book of Revelation from the 1800s, and he never could have imagined what would have happened to Israel during World War II, but it says in it, when you see Israel become a nation, then you know that the prophetic clock has begun to tick.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's so what I say. I say ever since that hour hand was set, all we've been seeing is the passing of minutes and seconds to this end. Phil, I wanted to talk particularly about, you know, what's happening in terms of now the resistance of citizens in this country that are resisting the strong hand of these draconian governors and local officials. And, of course, all eyes have been on John MacArthur's church in California. And I know you've been meeting with other pastors as well. Anaheim Hills has said, look at, we're going to respect the law. We're going to render to Caesar that which is Caesar. But we're not going to, forsake, following God and doing what God's called us to do.
Yeah, I was part of a group, and I think we maybe mentioned this last time, that just decided we're gonna exercise our First Amendment rights and open on May 31st. I think MacArthur is he's kind of the let's make an example of him because he pastors a large church. He's got a big kind of footprint, and so they did what every government does when they try to control the church, and that is they threaten. So Pastor Rob up at Godspeed and Simi Valley, you know, he was threatened, and then, they threatened to fine him. They threatened to arrest him. MacArthur, same thing. They canceled the lease on his parking that he'd had for 45 years. That's in a floodplain that nobody on earth will rent, obviously, because you can't build anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my friend Jurgen down in San Diego at Awake Church, Lincoln Church, he was visited by the police. They were threatened. The health department condemned them. And yet their church has had not one case of COVID to report on any of their members. So you stop and think about it. What the whole narrative that this is the incubator for ill health is just not true. And
right.
Our church, same thing. We haven't had that happen either.
Well, and it would seem if you go back historically, and you see where God's church time and again has been the leading example and protectors of communities. Wow, I think this is a clear delineation of that truth, is there not?
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, the problem we have now is all the psychological problems that are being caused by the fact that people aren't socializing. And this is Christian and non-Christian, but the church is, you know, it is not subject to
gotta,
the government.
Got to leave it there, Phil. Phil Hotzenpiller, thank you, Phil. Appreciate
it. How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Sally expected to become a hurricane, perhaps even a Cat 2 hurricane, by early tomorrow, bringing dangerous weather to much of the Gulf Coast, including a risk of heavy flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. This man said he's already evacuated and it was an easy decision to do so.
Where we came from, water's already coming up to the edge of the roadways. So anything that's left back there is just going to be flooded out.
President Trump will be visiting California today, where he'll be viewing some of the devastation caused by massive wildfires ravaging that and several other states out west. The blazes, aside from scorching millions of acres, have also claimed nearly three dozen lives in California, Oregon, and Washington. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is time for America's Money Answers, man. We're talking about the one and only Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Always good. All right. You're the genius. Explain to me here. Secretary of Treasury Steve Mnuchin says V-shaped recovery, and the Biden campaign came out with a new letter, Noval, but they said it's more of a K-shaped recovery. What does that mean?
So a K-shape means that part of it at the top of the K is going up, and part of it, the part of the K is going down, is going down. So it's not going up for everybody. And I think that's probably right. I mean, the stock market in general has been doing well. What I call the stay-at-home companies, like Amazon and Microsoft and Apple, are doing quite well. But there's a lot of companies going out of business and laying people off. Airlines, for example. At the end of September, they're going to be laying off tens of thousands of people. Last week, United Airlines said it's going to lay off 19,000 people. Wow. All the airlines, because they run out of money from the PPP at the end of September. So that's the K-shape that we're talking about, is parts of the economy doing quite well. Housing is really booming, particularly in the suburbs and rural areas, but retailers are having a hard time. So that's the K-shaped economy we're talking about. It's not a V-shape for everybody, Bill.
Right. Okay. No, I think that's fair. And it's just all of a sudden, you know, a new letter came out of nowhere here. And, you know, and of course, we're all, you know, a little bit on guard because, oh, that's right. We have an election coming up, right?
Oh, yes, we do. And all this is going to factor into it. And we've got other things going on, too. We've got all these riots going on and protests and looters and police chiefs resigning. We've got this whole crisis going on at the same time, and that's scaring people, I think, to some extent. They don't want riots in the suburbs. Right now they're in the center cities. And all of what happens when these riots happen, it drives people out of the center cities even faster.
Exactly.
All of them. New York, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. The combination of riots and looting and high taxes and a virus, and it's kind of a spiral, and it's forcing people out. I've seen numbers of 500,000 to 600,000 people have left New York City permanently, to have permanent change of address in the last 3 months, and that's true with other center cities as well. So what's going to be left behind are poorer people who don't have that much in resources, and so they'll raise taxes even more on the fewer people, driving out even more people. It's kind of this vicious cycle with the center cities.
Well, and that's we saw this happen in California and happening as well. So on the bookends of our country, this is what's going on. I mean, you got U-Haul trucks moving out.
You can't get a U-Haul truck. There's so many people moving out. They're reserved for months in advance.
Yeah, you can't linger at the exits. You're liable to get run over, they say.
It's true.
But in the midst of this, Jordan, we've got serious issues. As you say, the reality is that people are out of work, and then we've got this thing bogging down in Congress to get this rescue bill, which started out as a stimulus, but is now becoming a rescue bill, right?
I think it's going to happen. I mean, the way things look, they say they're miles apart between what the Republicans want. The Republicans, the most they're willing to go up to is $1.5 trillion, and the most the Democrats are willing to go down to from their $3.5 trillion is $2.2 trillion. So what's $700 billion between friends? I think it's enough not to make a deal go forward, which is what's happening right now. And meanwhile, out there in the real world, people who were getting that $600 a week extra unemployment benefits are not getting it, and they're suffering. The moratorium on evictions and foreclosures has gone away, and that's causing a lot of grief. And the PPP to help small businesses keep employees has gone away. So while they're bickering in Washington, out there in the real world, people are really hurting.
Now, did they get? Did they distribute the final? I don't know. It was millions of dollars still in the PPE that they said?
No,
that they...
it's not all been given out yet. There's still several billion left. The second round was about $300 billion. I think there's roughly $100 billion left. And the reason is it's done through the SBA and banks who have very tight criteria. And it's very difficult to qualify for these things. It's like doing a regular business loan, and there's all kinds of paperwork and records and all that. You don't just walk in and walk out with your money. So it takes a long time, and that's why this money has not been fully distributed yet.
And they anticipated. I mean, the banks said, wait a minute, don't expect this to be an overnight kind of deal, because logistically, just to your point, the paperwork, the administration of giving out this money is just, it's epic.
It's not fast. Okay, people needed it fast. Now, some people got it relatively fast. I heard that about 3 million small businesses got PPP loans, but there's a total of 30 million small businesses in this country. So the vast majority either didn't apply or, still haven't gotten their money yet.
Yeah, exactly. What about states now? They're having to realize that as it's taken some time for this rescue bill or stimulus bill, part of what the Democrats wanted to do was to heal some of these states.
But they wanted over $1 trillion to go to the states and municipalities. And I think the Republicans, the most they were willing to do was $150 billion. So another big gap right there.
Right.
But meanwhile, back in Realityville, states and municipalities are cutting everything. They're cutting maintenance for bridges and roads. They're stopping subsidies to orchestras and child care programs and laying people off. I said this was going to happen, and that's exactly what's happening right now, as you're seeing cuts in the bone. We're beyond the muscle. We're into the bone net right now and cutting essential employees. They just do not have the money. Their tax revenue has gone down so dramatically. Think of sales tax and people buying so many fewer things. Property tax. Their revenue is way down. Their expenses are way up. I think it's 49 out of 50 states have a constitutionally mandated balanced budget.
I was going to ask you
about that. And not a single state is even close to a balanced budget here. So the only way to get close to it is to have massive cuts. And they're still expecting a bailout from Uncle Sam. And I don't think they're going to get it.
And because even with a bailout from Uncle Sam, it's not going to get them totally healed, is it?
Not totally healed, no. They had problems going into this. I mean, one of the big areas is pension funds. Many, many states are dramatically underfunded in their pension fund, trillions of dollars. Illinois and New Jersey being the two biggest, but plenty of other places have underfunded pension funds. And that's something Mitch McConnell is saying. We don't want money to bail out your underfunded pension funds, which have nothing to do with COVID. Okay.
Exactly.
But the states are saying, no, no, it's nothing to do with that. It's all of our reduced revenues and increased expenses, so don't hit us with that. But that's causing the deadlock right now, is they're concerned that the money would go to bail out the pension funds, which have been underfunded for years, and now are going to be more underfunded because, again, their revenue is going down. And they're just, I think they're going to default, and frankly, a lot of these pensions.
No, I think so, too, sadly, because you think about those retirees that are counting on those pensions. They were told not to worry. It was going to be solid, and we're finding out that
I would worry.
It may not be. If you haven't started worrying yet, I would definitely. It's not very likely because the feds are not,
And they're not going to raise taxes to cover pensions. I mean, a place like Illinois. I think Illinois' pension is something like 50% funded, okay? Wow. And all these police officers, they did great work, but they get really very, very nice retirement benefits, and the state cannot afford it. Cannot. Mm-hmm. And
what does that represent in their budget? Any idea, rough idea?
A lot. A lot. I mean, maybe 30% of their budget, something like that.
30%? Wow.
Oh, it's a lot.
Wow. That's crippling. About a minute and a half left. Mortgage delinquencies, foreclosures, rent evictions.
So after the CARES Act had a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures, which ran out at the end of July. And so some localities are putting it back in, but it's really kind of a patchwork out there. So if you're behind on your mortgage, you have got to communicate with your lender. Don't just go into a hole and think it's all going to go away somewhere. It's not. Mm-hmm. There are two things you can do. There's mortgage forbearance, where you stop making payments for 2 or 3 months, and they agree to that. And then there's mortgage modification, where you change the mortgage to make it more affordable for you. I have a resource at moneyanswers.com called RBI Mortgage Loan Modification, and there's several ways you can do it, Bill. You can reduce the interest rate you're paying. You can cut the amount you owe. They actually reduce the principal balance. They can recast your payment, meaning make the payment smaller, or you can start a new forbearance plan in various ways. So these are the ways you can modify a mortgage. This is not something the average person is willing or able to do. You got to have a lawyer who specializes in this to pull it off. And that RBI mortgage loan modification can help people. There's a link to it in the resource center at moneyanswers.com. Mm-hmm.
There are some answers. You just have to keep looking. And he is America's Money Answers Man. Proof right there, Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how can people be in touch with you?
At moneyanswers.com. I take emails from your listeners all the time, and I've got about 150 different resources. The mortgage modification is just one example.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with site agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Yeah.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Yeah, trust me, we will get through this political season. We just got about 50-some days left, and, you know, and as one... One official in Los Angeles, health official, said to everybody that all this COVID stuff will be done right after the election. I mean, but we're not supposed to take that as a political statement or any kind of political worldview. But no doubt this is dictating our politics and our world. But fortunately for us, we have Adam Holtz with us. Yes, the director of Plugged In. com at Focus on the Family. Mr. Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm still here on the West Coast getting ready to drive cross country. After we finish the show on Friday, we're going to go across the northern portion of the United States, a trip that we've never taken before. And it might be good fun. Give me a chance to possibly drop in and see my friends in Minnesota, where you know our show is anchored out of.
Yeah, that sounds like a great road trip.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're just going to try to dodge some of the fires and the smoke that is you know, going to be heading east.
Oh,
they tell us.
There's
so yeah, this is just crazy. And of course, you got the governor, you know, of California jumping up and down and blaming it all on global climate change. Climate change and Donald Trump, and not necessarily in that order. You know?
Right, and he refuses to take responsibility for the poor management of the forest system because mm-hmm. of the environmentalist policies that don't yeah. allow them to actually go in and do the cutting that would make these fires less problematic. And man... Nobody in the mainstream media is talking about that.
No, not at all. And it's ironic because here it is, a state that says, oh, we need to listen to the scientists. Well, when it comes to, when it comes to managing forests and that sort of thing, that group of intellectuals are cut out because, you know, for whatever silly reason. I mean, something I don't understand. And I was born and raised in California, and fires and earthquakes all go hand in hand in this state and
yeah.
flooding.
Well, you know, if it doesn't fit the narrative, it doesn't get publicity. And
right.
that's the reality, is that we're living in a time where it feels like, you know, what isn't politicized? It's all right. politicized. And it's kind of a crazy time. It is a crazy time.
Yeah, I was talking with the former congressman out of Colorado, Bob Boupre, and we quoted George Washington's warning to the country that we need to be careful about parties, and exactly what he said is going to happen. Probably, I'm not sure he even thought it could get this bad. We're living out the very warning that he put out there for us, and it's like, you know, it's impossible when you have these two parties that are fighting against, you know, ultimately against the Constitution. That's what we have now.
Yeah.
We have one party that is for the Constitution. I mean, this is like the very linchpin of the United States of America is our Constitution, and you have one party trying to do everything they can to disassemble it. Well, end of story. You can't be united on that. I mean, if you're not going to support the Constitution, then, you know, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. It's kind of like, it's these Arab nations that go to Israel and just say, hey, look, we want you dead and very dead. Now, what's there to negotiate? The manner of my demise? Is that what this is all about?
Right. No, that's exactly right.
Well, hey, big controversy that continues even over the weekend regarding this movie Cuties by Netflix.
Yeah.
Aren't the Obamas involved with Netflix? I mean, where's their voice on this?
You know, the Obamas have a show on Netflix, and to my knowledge, they have not spoken on this particular controversy. That one's one I don't know that I can really say much more about, you know, other than that.
You know, somebody just said, yeah, Martinez, you talk about everybody else being political, and right off the bat, yes, I did. Yeah, you're right. Guilty as charged. But, you know, you're thinking, again, you would hope that there would be people would be looking out for our better angels and trying to, you know, promote that which is good and healthy for all families. And, you know, here they are in a power position, and you haven't heard them talk about it. It's like everything, you know, it's like things in our country that you expect people to be talking about. You know, in a way that's constructive, but we're not hearing that. So anyway, tell us about Cuties.
Well, Cuties is a story of a Muslim immigrant to Paris, to France. She is 11 years old. Her name is Ami, and she is part of a very conservative, traditional Muslim family. And her mom is pretty emotionally disconnected from her because she's just found out that her husband is taking another wife, which in some quarters of Islam is something that happens. And so the family life is a mess, and Ami is in a new culture, and she makes some friends who are very into posting stuff on social media, really, really sensual, suggestive dancing, and imitating what they see online. Mm-hmm. And what the movie tries to do, and I do think there was a good faith attempt to try to do this, is to show how damaging social media and our sexualized culture is for young girls. And honestly, that message isn't getting very much traction, but it's not getting very much traction because the way this director tried to illustrate the problem is by showing us the problem so graphically that the cure is as bad or worse than the disease.
Exactly.
And so it's a deeply, deeply problematic movie just because of how suggestive the imagery is when you get these 11-year-old girls who don't know up from down. And that's part of it. We see them and hear them talking about sex. We see them looking at porn on their smartphones. They don't understand anything. And the director's trying to say, look at how these girls are influenced, but man, looking at how she depicts that, it's so disturbing. And so I think there is a bigger conversation here, but it's no less problematic. And unfortunately, I think Netflix really, really, really amplified the problem by marketing the movie as, oh, look at the cute little girls dancing sexy, which actually is only a portion of what the movie's about. But Netflix is really guilty here of misrepresenting a film that had enormous problems anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that was my question to you. Did it have to go to these extremes?
No, it didn't. And they could have made some edits. They could have cut 2 minutes from this movie and done a few camera angles a little bit differently. And I think that the cautionary message that was intended would have come through much louder and much clearer. And we also have to remember, this is a movie from France, and France is a more secular culture. I think most of us would agree that France is a culture that's more, even more accepting of all things regarding sex. And so there's a cultural divide here, too, that it may be that this woman just didn't even understand what she was doing. But again, that illustrates the problem in the movie that's been made here.
Would it play in China?
I don't know, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how to answer that question. I don't think so.
Well, let me throw it out there because, I mean, you talk about scrutiny, and their government is very careful about, you know, sort of things. And it's not like here in the United States. And, you know, and it's unfortunate because, you know, there's a lot to be said about one's imagination.
Right.
When you and I were growing up, our imagination was exercised. You didn't need to be explicit.
Right.
And,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. And I agree with you. I think this could have been a lot more effective.
Well, and the other thing this movie really does is, and I haven't heard anybody talking about this, it's a total takedown of how patriarchal and abusive the Islamic culture can be toward women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would have been an interesting conversation too, but it has been completely blown out of the water by this other thing, which again, if all you have seen is the clip of these girls dancing, man, the outrage is totally appropriate.
Right.
But there's more to the story.
There's
also a bigger context here.
Yeah, without a doubt. How about First Cow?
First Cow. Man, you want to talk about a movie that's pretty different. This movie is out on DVD now, and it actually came out a couple months ago, and it's about two very different guys on the West Coast in Oregon in the late 1800s. One of them is Chinese, and another one is a cook, and they are traveling with a rough and tumble group of pioneers for all intents and purposes, and they find this cow that they need the milk for to make their recipes that everybody loves. And it's really it's a story about friendship. That if you want some counter-programming that is as slow and different as anything you will see anywhere right now, First Cow gets the job done.
Well, good fun. Speaking of which, let's stay there. How about Pets United?
Pets United is a pretty standard issue animated pet movie about some dogs that get left behind in a city that is sort of set to be destroyed, for lack of a better purpose or better description. And, you know, you get some bathroom humor and a smattering of language and a nice story about friendship, although, frankly, having any language issues at all in a movie aimed at kids is kind of frustrating to me.
How cheap, really, to me. It's so cheap to do that. I agree with you. We've got about 50 seconds left. Tell us about Switched.
Switched is movie that you can find that is streaming, and it's sort of a Freaky Friday movie where a mean girl and a kind of geeky girl trade brains. They switch their bodies, and they each get to see what life is like from the other one's point of view. So it's a pretty good movie, and one you'll have to go look for because it's not going to be on any of the streaming services. So just put, you know, Google Switched Movie 2020, and you should be able to find it.
Well, check out the reviews at PluggedIn.com. Boy, from movies, TV, music, games, and books, all right there. The team has done a lot of great work on our behalf to make sure we have a good idea of what we are exposing our families to. Adam Holtz, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Godspeed. You got it, man. Bye.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.